Ah, you're waking up. How lovely. Welcome, mortal. I'm delighted to see you here. But I am. After all, I did bring you here, didn't I? After your master left you in trouble. How cruel. I would never do such a thing like that. Oh no, after all, I am not some kind of a savage vampire like she is. There's no need to struggle, mortal. I won't let you go just yet. Oh, not at all. I will show you how proper vampire treats a mortal. After all, she was asleep for a long time. Maybe she gone soft. Me? No, not me. I did not go to sleep at all. I enjoy being with mortals way too much. I do have a social status of some kind. But I won't bore you with the details. You know what they say. The devil is in those. So, mortal, how interesting that you ended up in my hands. Oh no, not at all. I wanted her butler. After all, he is something special. Not a human, but not fully a vampire. Such interesting character. And he was with her for the longest of times. Maybe he would have given me some secrets I could have been able to use. But no, instead, I got a little mortal, her pet. Unexpected but welcome surprise, I must say. Not sure about the smell, though. That's taste. You don't have a typical mortal smell, not going to lie. It's like when they say you smell delicious or intoxicating, or whatever nonsense vampires say lately. I found them pretentious. You all have a mortal smell to you, but taste. Now, that's different. And I did want to sink my fangs into you since I saw you at the party. Because you look like someone important to her. That's all. After all, a vampire is a predator. A hunter. Children of the night who feeds off on mortals. That's all. No, nothing personal. What about them? Pets are just... Think about it as a food in the fridge. You know you have it wherever you want it, it's there. That's all you are to us. Feelings? Ah, poor little mortal. Don't flatter yourself. Vampires only care about one thing. Feeding. After all, that's what keeps us alive. Whether you like it or not. You can be in denial and say, ah, but she loves me. The fact is, she's feeding off on you, isn't she? Your blood? Your energy? Your... Well, I'm sure she doesn't just suck your blood. Oh well, like I said, she is using you almost just as much as you using her. Don't you get protection with her and the room in a tacky house? It's amazing how she still have no taste. After all these hundreds of years and she still have an awful taste in everything. No offense. But not at all, mortal. I left emotions for little pets behind a long time ago. Technically, I don't even have pets. Every vampire is different. You're just... Maybe... Unlucky is the best word here. Well, unlucky that you ended up being the softest vampires I ever know. She treats you like you're more than just food. How interesting. I must say, you must have some excellent qualities if she is acting like this. Don't mind me being on top of you. Just want to see something. I want to see how much she conditioned you. Will you give in to me too? Oh, but that doesn't really matter to me if you don't. Oh no, I really don't care. First, you are not my little pet. And second, I just want to make the Baroness angry. I don't have any interest in you at all, other than to... Well, she does hate when someone else touches, but it's hers. Imagine if I do something more to her pet than just touch and feed off on the little mortal. You do have a little undertaste. Does she give you enough nourishment? I do hope so. See what I mean? She doesn't even care about you enough to make sure you get everything you need. Oh my, that face you just made. Why would I lie to you? I don't care about you enough to lie. You can think of what you want. The truth is, you are nothing other than food to me, and an instrument to get my revenge on your mistress. Blech. Even thinking about her makes my stomach turn. Here, have this. It's water. You don't want to get dehydrated before I am able to get my revenge. You can lift your head up enough to drink with the straw. Here you go, mortal. Good. Why? She humiliated me more than once, to be honest. That time I saw her at the party was the last straw. She made a joke out of me. This is why I attacked. Much? Ah, not at all. My problem is, I didn't kill her and everyone in the manor. I wish I would have done it, but I found you. And with you, I found a perfect opportunity. The perfect revenge opportunity with you. Her prized possession. Her favorite food. Something she want to feed off on. Something that is important to her. So I left my people to fight her. I wonder if she's dead though. However, to be honest, I would be really disappointed in her if she was. But if she is indeed dead, oh well. I have someone to feed off on a while. Don't flatter yourself. I do tend to kill you when I don't need you anymore. Like I said, I don't have any pets, and I don't intend to start now. You are nothing to me. I don't care about you at all. You are just a tool to me, an anger-provoking tool I will use against the Baroness. That is all. Nothing more. Oh yeah, Dad. Well, I do want to make you mine. Because I want her to suffer even more. Nobody can have the little pet other than me. Well, what about this? Imagine her face if she is still alive. That is pure pleasure, I must say. And you, you, mortal, you are perfect for this. I want my revenge, that's all. I don't care how exactly. Until I get what I want, I will gladly step on everyone who comes my way. And you, you are that one who stumbled upon my way too. How unfortunate for you, 'cause now I will ride you until your voice breaks and your eyes roll backwards, until you are nothing more than a shaking mess on the bed, until you can't even breathe, or you pass out. For me, I don't really care. If you black out, that's fine too. I just want you to perform one way or another. So, consent. You forget where you are, mortal. I don't care about what you want or don't want. I don't even care about you. I only want my revenge. And I will get it. If you don't like it, that's nothing to do with me. I don't care about your consent. I am not the Baroness. I am not soft like her. I will take what I want and discard you after, because I can and I will. You are nothing more to me than a mortal, and I don't care about them other than they are my food source. And this time, maybe a tool for pressure. We'll see how you perform before I make such a statement, though. I hate how you're so important to the Baroness. A mortal. And she is a noble vampire. I hate how you are the one who she cares about so much. You are disposable for me. Oh well, I see you already feel the effect of what I mixed in your drink. It's a little help. Don't worry about it. Although it is stronger than what humans would use. This one right here. Now. This is the good stuff. I see it from your eyes that you start to feel a bit woozy too. Maybe I gave a bit too much of it for you. No matter. If you die, that works for me too. I don't really care, but now, buckle up, mortal. Because I don't care if it hurts, or if I suck way too much blood out of you. I just want to prove how pathetic you are. Even for a mortal, you are nothing between my hands. I hope you are ready, 'cause this won't be your average ride. There we go. The sound you just made. I must say, you seem to enjoy yourself already. My. Do I feel this good? Naughty. Naughty little mortal, are you? To enjoy someone else other than your mistress. So naughty, pretty sure you due to a punishment. Oh my, I want you to whimper for me as I ride your cock hard and fast. I want want you to be a whimpering, shaking mess for me. There we go. That's it. Moan for me, mortal. Shake and whimper for me. There we go. Oh, let's see. What if I squeeze here too? Your neck as I slam myself down on your cock and don't worry, I won't kill you. I just want to control how much air you can have, mortal. Make you lightheaded as I ride you. Make a mess out of you. Oh yeah. Whimper for me, mortal. I want to hear those sounds that remind you that you are nothing more than just a pathetic mortal. A human who can be ended in no time if I just squeeze a little bit stronger. There, gasp for me, cry for me, mortal. Then I just let your throat go and the sound you make. Do you understand yet? Do you finally understand that the only reason why you are still alive is because I let you live? And if I just squeeze here again and squeak for me, little mortal. you're coming already. My, what an impatient, little, pathetic mortal we have here. But that's okay. Come for me, human. Do it. Come for me on command. There we go. Oh no. No. I am not satisfied just yet. And don't even think about getting soft on me. Oh no. I will breed you and breed you and breed you. Don't even think about stopping. There we go. I'm glad the pills I put in your drinks work this well. Now I will breed you and fuck you and ride you, mortal. Oh yeah, I don't care if you black out, I will not stop. And you are... so you're sensitive, huh? Well, that's too bad. Let me just grind a little. I don't care. There we go. No, you don't. I didn't give you permission to pass out. Don't you dare. If you pass out, I will punish you even more, mortal. I told you that I will not stop. Oh no.